When I was in high school, I remember the sinking of a ship that took place, and it was on the news. Of course, there wasn't YouTube back in those days. And by the way, the very first thing I looked up on YouTube was like, oh, they actually store these kind of things now. And so I looked up what I remembered from high school. It was an ocean liner, cruise ship, called the Oceanus. And it was sinking, if I recall correctly, somewhere near South Africa. A pump and valve had broken. They couldn't stop the leak. And the crew promptly got onto a lifeboat and left. Everyone else. I'm not kidding. You know who saved the day? The person who didn't abandon ship, the person who did not abandon the entire guests, all the guests that were on the ship, the cruisers, was the cruise director. You know, the person who's in charge of shuffleboard, the person who's in charge of making the announcements about today's special and the show that's going on. That was actually the person that saved the day and organized not only the rescue, asking for SOS, organizing everybody getting on the lifeboats. If I recall correctly, I think only one person lost their life from a heart attack, all because of a cruise director who did not abandon her guests. Isn't that amazing? And yet, what did Jesus do? It appears that he abandoned his friend Lazarus. Here we have someone, it says, and he loved them, Mary, Martha, and Lazarus. Notice how it says he loved them. And then what did he do? Stayed an extra few days. Took his time. He remained for 2 days in the place where he was. And it would have taken about 2 more days to get there, or maybe maximum 3 from where he was up in Galilee. He waited. Is that love? If you noticed, love shows up a lot in this gospel. And believe it or not, this is a master class in love. It's not only what we have just covered up, Jesus dying on the cross, but here's a great step-by-step example of what love is all about. Now, technically, did Jesus abandon? No. It was all about timing. Again, love understands the timing of things. Love understands, too, what the ultimate goal of love is. The goal of love is what? To glorify God, that the Son of God may be glorified through it. Love is not just something that you and I get to feel. It's something we get to do. We get to choose, and when we do it for the right reasons, when we do it for someone, not just deserving, but we do it for someone else, we are glorifying God because we are doing something divine in love. And love is also always about the good of another. And that means the good of everyone involved. This is why he said, you know, I am doing this. It's not going to end in death. It's going to end in life. And notice what is the point? They grow in faith. Martha and Mary professing their faith in the resurrection in general and then in the power of Christ to bring Lazarus to new life. And he is able to help those with him, his disciples, who are all confused. You're like, oh, Jesus is going to his death. Why are you going there? They're going to try to stone you again. Let us go die with him. They're completely off base as to what's happening. But there's an imperfect love of loyalty, right? Well, no, he's going to help them again see what love is all about. To kind of bring love into the forefront, into the lightness, not into the darkness. He is willing to go to a place where they might martyr him. He doesn't care about own self-protection. Again, love is not calculating in regards to what is this going to cost me. Love is something that shines the light on the value of others. Love approaches. Notice, he approaches that which others would have been repelled by. Even the sister of Lazarus goes, Lord, he's been dead 4 days, there's going to be a smell. Love is willing to look beyond what disgusts other people. Love is willing to look over faults, over a kind of decay. Love is willing to go right through that. Love is willing to either move mountains or, again, move that big stone out of the way. And love is also something that moves us. The shortest verse in Scripture is here. Two words. Jesus wept. Love is not stoic. Love is full person. It is physical, spiritual, mental, emotional, social. Love does feel. Love is deep. Love experiences the loss, but still wants to give what is good. So even though he was moved in spirit and trouble and troubled in his heart, Jesus nonetheless continues to press forward in love. And then he prays. Love prays. Love unites itself with God first before there's an action. Lord, help me as I visit relatives during Easter. Help me to be patient. Lord, help me to break through the difficulties that we've had in the past. Love does that. Love says, I want to be united with God's will and to get through the difficulty. And then notice how it ends. It ends with a personal call and an unbinding. Love personally calls. Jesus says, Lazarus, come out. Love is very personal. We don't just love somebody in an abstract way. I hope you have a good day. Yeah, I do hope you have a good day. But real love is concrete. Real love is directed to a person. Our spouse, our children, our in-laws and outlaws, our neighbors, and our enemies. And love, finally, as Jesus says, unbind him. He's wrapped in all. Can you imagine? I mean, it must have been a little frightening. He comes back from the dead, and he's completely wrapped up like a mummy. And it would have been a little bit frightened, like, what on earth is happening? And yet, Jesus right away, it's the simple act of unbinding. Love wants to make sure that we're not bound by misunderstandings, that we're not bound by past wounds or hurt, that we're not bound by miscommunication. Again, this is a true master class of rising to new life. Brothers and sisters, we will all die, but we have a chance to come to new life because of Christ entering into our lives. Allow Jesus to teach you and me how really to love. How to never abandon, how never to be scared of something that might be awkward, how to ask and pray God for his assistance, and how to personally wish, will, choose, and personally do what is good for someone else. And so unbind ourselves through God's grace from sin and from selfishness.